This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Denver's traffic is getting worse faster than in other U.S. cities. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
The average Denver driver lost 44 hours in traffic in 2024. That's according to the latest yearly look at global traffic patterns from analytics firm INRIX. It marks a 19% increase from 2023, the largest increase of the country's 25 most congested cities. Still, Denver drivers spend much less time in traffic than their peers in New York and Chicago. Drivers in those cities stew in their cars for more than 100 hours a year. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
In southwest Colorado, two men arrested and accused of shooting cattle. CPR's Haley May reports.
19-year-old Javon Vigil and 20-year-old Leland Hernandez were arrested January 3rd on suspicion of criminal mischief and animal cruelty. Their arrests followed tips from the Crime Stoppers hotline after three cows were shot on grazing lands in Montrose County last month. Two cows died and another was injured. She's expected to survive, but the calf she was carrying may not. Both men were released and are set to make their first court appearance this week. Haley May, CPR News.
New recreational fees are coming to the Upper Colorado River this summer. The Bureau of Land Management says the fees will support future recreational management of the area. Visitors will have to pay for campsites, day use, and special recreation permits for float-in river camping. Fees range from $10 for a single vehicle for day use to $75 for group campsites. The fees take effect in July. This is CPR News.